Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Good morning. Putin is in town and he wants to put in place some 20 pacts, including S-400 air defense systems deal, even as India is dealing with the French deal. So much so that the IAF chief yesterday had to hold a press conference to justify the Rafael deal, where he had no role, and also questioning the delay by HAL. For one thing, Uncle No One is wondering about the quality of jets, but the price and its partner. Next, you will also have Reliance giving a press conference on how the rise in petrol price is actually great for the country. And rupee isn't getting low, it is actually getting high. Anything is possible. It is 4th October 2018 and petrol and diesel prices in Delhi are rupees 84 and rupees 75.45 respectively. And in Mumbai, they are rupees 91.34 and rupees 80.10 per litre respectively. And the respected rupee continued breaching newer lows as hit its all-time low of rupees 73.34 against US dollar, soon gonna be touching rupees 75. Well, talking about lows, highs and fuel, let's start today's editorial with Mayawati, who was adding fuel to Congress's fire. Clearly, Mayawati can't afford the fuel, so it won't be surprising that the brilliance of Amit Shah is playing out somewhere in the background. Well, to make Mahagathbandhan a Mahakatbandhan, as DOI puts it. Mayawati said the Congress was conspiring to finish off the BSP and its leaders were sabotaging the alliance. The BSP chief, who had last month announced candidates for 22 seats in poll-bound MP, unilaterally singled out senior leader Digvijay Singh for the blame of the alliance falling apart. That he's a Thakur is not a surprising element. Calling Singh a BJP agent, she said he did not wish for any alliance in the state as he was afraid the centre would send agencies like the ED and the CBI after him if it materialises. Well, her love for Thakur is quite transparent. Does this mean that all doors are now shut? Well, no way. This is the Maya of Mayawati. She can crack open many doors and windows to put her elephant in the room. But she spared Rahul and Sonia, saying that she feels their intentions for Congress-BSP alliances are honest. By not going after the Gandhi family in her attack on the Congress, Mayawati has left the door ajar for a tie-up for the 2019 Lok Sabha elections. What is more dirty, Indian politics or the Ganga? Well, something else as well. The sickening mentality of North Indian men, especially the Bimaru states of Bihar, Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan, and of course, UP. You may not agree with me, and that's okay, but what do you have to say about the latest incident in Bihar, where a woman was gang-raped in Patna while she was taking bath in the river Ganga? The accused also recorded the incident, which was later shared on social media and of course via WhatsApp. In the video, women can be seen pleading with the accused and asking them to consider the sanctity of Ganga River, but the accused did not budge and threatened her. She had completely suppressed the ordeal faced on Sunday and told no one. That is what the rural superintendent Anand Kumar told press on Wednesday. The matter surfaced only after the video became viral on Tuesday afternoon. Well, according to crime statistics, a woman is raped in India about every 13 minutes, but many more go unreported because of the stigma attached to it. And it's not just Bihar, we did mention the Bimaru states, and the next story is not going to shock you anymore. If they can drag a woman from the holy river, a holy site like a temple is the least shocking place. A 5-year-old girl was allegedly raped by two priests in Madhya Pradesh, Datia district on Tuesday. They accused Raju Pandit, who's 55-year-old, and Batoli Prajapati, who's 45, were nabbed by the police yesterday and booked under Section 376 and POCSO, the Protection of Children from Sexual Offence. The accused called the girl inside the temple by offering her a sweet and then raped her. The duo dropped her outside her home after committing the crime and threatened her to not disclose it to anyone. But what do you expect in a state that is more concerned about cows than it is about girls? It is more focused in setting up a ministry and shelter for cows than to shelter the girls and women there. But to appeal to logic now is quite an illogical thing to do. Too many sentiments get hurt. Like in Puri, where a simple queue system led to mob violence, so much so that about 9 policemen were injured in the violence that broke out yesterday during a 12-hour bandh. The agitation turned violent after the police picked up Shri Jagannath Sena, another army, convener Priyadarshan Patnaik, and held him under preventive detention. Asserting that the stir would be further intensified, Patnaik said the manner in which the new system was introduced had hurt the sentiments of a large number of devotees. Angry over his detention, activists of Jagannath Sena and locals held a demonstration demanding the immediate release of Patnaik, and then from there, things kept on going south. And from detentions, we moved to debarring. Several Indian companies and a few individuals from India have been barred by the World Bank from its various projects across the globe. The multilateral lending agency said in its new report, Olive Healthcare and Jai Modi from India have been debarred for their fraudulent and corrupt practices. They were working on a World Bank project in Bangladesh. Yes, another corrupt Modi in our midst. In all, 78 companies and individuals have been debarred by the World Bank. Each of the sanctions related to a finding that the firm or individual engaged in one of the institution's 5 sanctionable practices, fraud, corruption, collusion, coercion, or obstruction while participating in a bank group-funded project, according to the World Bank. Now let's move on to international news, where 7 US law enforcement officers have been shot, one of them fatally in an incident in South Carolina, according to the officials there. A gunman had been holding children hostage and was involved in a 2-hour standoff before surrendering and taken to the hospital. He has not been identified and the motive is still unclear. Over 15,000 people have been killed by guns in the United States in 2017. And on to football, where Messi was mesmerizing. And if you don't believe us, go check out the highlights of the Champions League fixture. Lionel Messi lifted Barcelona out of the recent slump with a magical display as his side beat Tottenham Hotspur 4-2 in a thrilling clash. The Argentine maestro scored 2 goals to take his Champions League haul to 105 and was the instigator in 2 others and was twice denied by the woodwork as he lit up Wembley Stadium. It was such a fantastic performance that the Spurs fans also joined in with a round of applause for Messi after the game. Well, not any luck for Liverpool, where Lorenzo Insigne's 90th minute winner gave Napoli a deserved 1-0 Champions League victory over Liverpool on Wednesday that saw the Italians move to the top of Group C. And in another match, Neymar continued his return to top form with a hat-trick in a sublime display to lead Paris Saint-Germain to a 6-1 rout of Red Star Belgrade. And that is all that we have for you for today. We will be back tomorrow with more news from India and the world and what is the latest diktat by the new headmaster of the Supreme Court. Until tomorrow, goodbye from TakeApart.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.